It wasn't the first time that the police were called to Betsy Wade's home on Saxon Boulevard. The 42-year-old divorcee had contacted the department several times over the months with various grievances, some more outlandish than the others. There was the time when her smoke alarm was making weird noises. There were claims about her neighbors being too loud, and then others when they were accused of watching her. Betsy lived alone after a messy divorce in which her husband had left her. With her declining mental state, she had gained a reputation throughout the neighborhood as an unpredictable and neurotic woman. She rarely left her house. She had her groceries delivered and worked from home as a sales analyst for a marketing company, a job she was fortunate to hold down. That afternoon, she'd made an urgent call to police after receiving what she described as a threatening letter in the mail. She told them she feared for her life and demanded round-the-clock police surveillance. As a result, two officers were dispatched to investigate, Sergeant Brian Cruz and his partner, Corporal Zachary Powell. Both had their doubts about Betsy's latest crisis, but were nonetheless obligated to answer her distress call. When they first arrived, it didn't look as if anyone was home. There was no car out front, and her curtains were drawn. Her neglected lawn was surrounded by a 4-foot white picket fence, its paint chipped and fading. The police cruiser pulled into her cracked pavement driveway under the shade of a pine tree. Corporal Powell parked as Sergeant Cruz radioed the dispatcher, saying that they had arrived at the house and would talk with Ms. Wade soon.
"There she is,"
Corporal Powell said, pointing. Sergeant Cruz looked up at the window near the front door and saw Betsy peeking out from behind her curtains. She vanished a second later.
"Have you been here before?" the corporal asked.
Cruz nodded. "She lost her cat." He then paused to correct himself. "Well, we weren't sure if the cat really existed in the first place. She accused one of her neighbors of stealing it."
Powell shook his head. "Tell me again why we're here."
Cruz looked at him, curious.
"Is there somewhere else you'd rather be?"
"Well, no, but..."
Cruz then opened his door and stepped out.
"Then let's see what the problem is."
Powell switched the ignition off and exited the car as they walked along the curved cement walkway, leading to the front door. They stopped at her door as the corporal knocked, then stood back as they waited. Cruz then leaned closer to the door and spoke with authority.
"Ma'am, we're with the Somerville Police Department."
The door opened a crack as Betsy Wade peered through.
"I'm sorry to keep you waiting," she whispered. "But I'd like to see some identification, please."
The officers exchanged glances as Cruz pointed to the badges on their uniform.
"I'm Sergeant Cruz, and this is Corporal Powell with the Somerville Police Department. Would you feel more comfortable talking to us out here?"
She stared at them for a moment from behind the door, removed the security chain, and then opened the door.
"I suppose you're real cops. Please come in."
She stepped aside as they thanked her and entered the dimly lit living room, illuminated by a computer monitor in the corner, amid a cluttered workstation in that corner. She was wearing plaid pajama pants, a long-sleeve shirt, and slippers. Oddly enough, she also had on a pair of latex gloves. Her stringy blonde hair reached just past her shoulders, and her thin, sunken face was nearly as pale as the white walls in her home.
"Can I get either of you something to drink?"
she asked, heading toward the kitchen.
"That's okay, Mrs. Wade," Sergeant Cruz said. "We just want to make sure everything is all right."
She suddenly reemerged from the kitchen, holding an envelope in her gloved hand.
"Not very well. I received this in the mail today."
She paused, examining their hands folded at their waists.
Where are your gloves? I can't have you reading this letter without gloves. It'll compromise everything."
She paused again, holding the envelope back.